others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather headlines tonight are more record-breaking triple-digit heat in the Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico region of our country and along the lower Mississippi Valley as well, along with heavy thunderstorms in the Midwest, which will be moving to the East Coast tomorrow and tomorrow night with brief strong winds and rain and vivid lightning. Tonight, however, the entire continental United States will be treated to a rare celestial event, a total eclipse of the moon, which can be seen, if it's not too cloudy, around midnight Eastern time. The eclipse lasts for several hours, so it's well worth your while to step outside and look for breaks in the clouds in the east and Midwest and check out the reddish moon called the blood moon sometimes tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Avoid jiggle joints in this state. Coming up, it's Strippers on the Loose on Sterling at Night.
All right, it's 7 minutes past the hour. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We've got such a big show for you tonight. I can't even begin to get all of it in. But most importantly, we have a brand new episode of Drive Through Brew. Maybe I have left you out of the loop. Maybe I haven't brought you up to speed as to what a drive-through brew is, because depending on what part of the country you live in, there are parts of the country where there are no drive-through brews. Those are the parts of the country with Martha Stewart decor and generally good taste and no mobile homes. Let me tell you what a drive-through brew is. It is a spectacular adventure of American capitalism. Ready? You drive into what looks like a normal home, except you realize it's a little more run down and better lit than most homes. You drive in, your car suddenly becomes surrounded by refrigeration, superior refrigeration. And you look and you see it's glass cases. They are freezers and refrigerators filled with beer, soda, cheap wine, wine in boxes, and over there, cigarettes, keychains, but mostly t-shirts. It turns out that most drive-through brews, or as we like to call them, beer barns, most of them make their money from t-shirts that say, "Hey, hey, hey, I've been to the beer barn." They're very popular on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Not worth the drive. Please, somebody explain to me what the hell is the deal with the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Explain it to me. Because once you're at the Outer Banks, you know what you're surrounded by? Gazillion-dollar homes and nothing between them. Why would you go to a home on the Outer Banks of North Carolina with nothing between the homes? Sand, other homes, but there's no snack bars. There are barely any miniature golf courses. It's nothing like the Jersey Shore or Southern California or Florida, all of Florida. Why do people go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina? Explain. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and tonight is Billboard Awards. The Billboard Awards are tonight. 2022 Billboard Awards. 22 different categories that have to be filled. And we'll share about the major event of the Billboard Awards, which is what? How are the beautiful artists dressed? And I'm not even talking about the women. How are the beautiful artists dressed? What is the red carpet look? How are the red carpet participants looking tonight? That is the real Billboard Award. But as I was looking at the Billboard Awards, I thought, well, there are award ceremonies in radio. There are. You've never heard of them. They're the Marconi Awards and the Crystal Awards and other awards that you've never heard of. Here's the deal. At the Billboard Awards, the BMI Awards, the all of the major entertainment awards, Oscars, Emmys, those are all awards centered around fashion. They all might as well be called fashion awards. And I thought they cover those heavily. the Emmys, the Oscars, those are all covered very heavily for what women are wearing, what their men are wearing, what the tuxedos look like, what their shoes are look like. That's what they cover, okay? There are radio awards. Like I said, the Marconis, the Crystal Awards, a very big deal in radio. There are even terrific awards for women in radio, American Women in Media. Yeah, those are next month. However, you have never heard about those awards. And the reason you've never heard about those awards is because, first of all, there's nothing visual about what we do. It's very difficult to get cranked up about the Mercury Awards in radio because all of those awards are very clever, but they're all based on sound. And who has interest in that? Or, the best podcast award. All the best podcast awards are for what? They're all for the same thing. The best podcast awards are for murder in Georgia in 1948. Who committed this murder in Georgia? The Green River Murders. All podcasts are based on murders in Georgia in 1948. There's a limit to that appeal. However, I say there's another reason you don't hear about the radio awards. They're just as big a deal. They have cash prizes. Men sometimes wear tuxedos, but there's a more profound reason you never hear about the radio awards, and it's this. In radio, there is no man, and I dare say no woman, who has anything resembling a fashion sense, a signature brand, no signature scent. This is what every guy in radio wears. You ready? Every guy in radio would show up to the same thing. He would wear a mass-produced shirt from a Sears or a Kmart, nothing disparaging, a Sears or a Kmart. He would wear a shirt. It would be an off-color, a lime green, an off-color red, or a muted white. Like, a muted white. And then here's the giveaway. They would wear slacks. These radio guys, they would wear slacks. All of the slacks would be one inch too small. There'd be a little bit of their waist hanging over those slacks, every single one. And as a result, they would all be about one inch too short. So you'd look down at their ankles and, son of a gun, I can see all of their ankles. They must be in radio. They'd be wearing a big, thick belt, way too big for those, way too wide for the pants. And this shirt that has a little bit of last week's pizza hanging over the side. If they wore a jacket, it would be the wrong color. If they wore a sports jacket, they'd wear a black sports jacket with navy blue pants. Or navy blue or black pants with a navy blue sports jacket, and one of the buttons would be missing. That's how you know they're in radio. That's how you'd know. If it's a woman, may I suggest that the earrings are too big, the necklaces are too cheap, and the dress is from 2 years ago. And for Ann Taylor. That's what would happen at the radio awards. And that's why they're never covered. Because there's no fashion sensibility to people who work in radio. Because this is not only not a visual medium, it's the opposite of a visual medium. People in radio view visual things such as fashion with hostility. They view it with hostility. And therefore, there will never be any coverage of a radio awards ceremony. All right, coming up tonight, as I said, we have the drive-through brew. I know you love that. Plus, we have the usual edition and much more for you. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Buy one, get one free. Isn't that a spectacular offer? You buy one of something and you get one free. This is what you can get right now. It's the MyPillow Luxury Towel Set made of Giza cotton. What's special about the MyPillow Luxury Towel Set? Oh, how many pieces? Six towels. two big luxury towels, washcloths, hand towels, all that stuff, in the color of your choice. You have never seen towels in these colors. They go from black to white to pink. They're beautiful towels. And the shocker, they work. They absorb the water. It doesn't leave it on you. These are great towels. My Pillow towel set. You buy one set and you get one free. Buy one set and you get one free. These are beautiful, magnificent towels that actually work. What a concept. You go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, and there it is. That's all you have to do. You will see the prices drop instantly and dramatically. You don't have to wait for a return. You don't have to wait for a certificate in the mail. You don't have to wait for your Uncle Charlie to come back from the war. You will immediately get the discount when you put in my name, Walter, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set. Buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you're like me, and you must be, you want to own your own business. But you want to be in a business where you've got a competitive edge. This is Social Indoor. Please go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com is a franchise opportunity that gives you an exclusive territory. And within that territory, you get to sell advertising and messaging that goes on computer screens located in premium restrooms in premium locations. Person comes into the restroom, there's the computer screen. It's beautiful, it's great, and it's maintained by Social Indoor. You don't have to worry about it. Social Indoor takes care of it. What you do is you sell the advertising on the screen, and you get the money. This is quite a deal. Please go to their website, socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering. That can only be made by a proper prospectus. But get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. I know you've been wanting to do this through the whole pandemic. Finally, you get to own your own business.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Visiting an exotic dancing emporium has the reputation of being almost a collegial right for every man to go and enjoy. The wonders of a lovely lady dancing and gyrating without any clothes. This pastoral scene may seem like an innocent foray into just enjoying some free time. Sadly, that couldn't be further from the truth in one of America's most beautiful states, Colorado. In the last 10 years, 16 people have found their mortal demise at a jiggle joint in Colorado. Why? You think at a place with legalized weed and a casual atmosphere like Colorado would just seem like peace, love, granola, Birkenstocks, and jiggling. But not so much. 16 murders involved in jiggle joints in Colorado. If you plan to go to Colorado on vacation for skiing, for golfing, flak jackets recommended. From the Champagne Room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool on Sterling at Night.
Oh, we love this. This is a brand new feature on Sterling at Night. Velo Hool reporting to you on Strippers on the Loose. There really is nothing more profound than that. What a great radio show. Think about every other radio show on this radio station. What do you hear? Screaming at the Democrats. Screaming at the Democrats. Do I ever scream at the Democrats? I do not. And yet, I'm still treated as though I do. I have lost every friend I've ever had. No, really, every friend I ever have, because they imagined who I voted for. Rather than getting facts, They imagined who I voted for. They listened to other hosts on the station. They said, well, you must have voted that way, too, without any facts. It's tragic. Now, I have something very special for you tonight. Tonight we have Rebecca at exactly 1 hour from now at 11:30 Eastern, 11:30 Eastern. And Rebecca is somebody for whom I have a great deal of respect. I met her through James Parker. James Parker does Florida stories on Sterling on Sunday. They used to be a team on the radio in New Orleans, a city of questionable repute. Rebecca is transgender. Rebecca likes herself so much that and respects herself so much that she is transgender. She has decided to live honestly. She's been this way for many years, and she's going to share stories about her life with us. And the great thing about her, besides the fact that she is honest and leads an authentic life, is she's a broadcaster. She has spent many years on the radio, and therefore she knows how to speak on the radio. Too many people that I invite on the radio, they don't know how to speak on the radio, and I can't do that to you because I'm on the air, what, how many hours a week? Three. And because I'm on the air 3 hours a week, I can't give you second-rate guests. Rebecca is a first-rate guest and a friend of the show. We will have a good time with Rebecca talking about her transgender life at 24 past the hour. Now, what else have I got for you tonight? Oh, and we have to talk about the Euro Song Contest, where a winner from Ukraine won, and under very suspicious circumstances. People are very angry about this. And we have to talk about the baby formula. Now, I'm not going to talk about the supply chain issues. I'm going to talk about something else. Baby formula is the only product federally mandated with an expiration date. All the other expiration dates you see on products are not federally mandated. They are suggestions. Used by, best if used by, but those are suggestions. The only product on the shelf that has a federally mandated expiration date is baby formula, and it should. Now we're in a situation where the very same institution that says this is when the baby formula expires is also saying, oh, gee, there isn't any more. And it seems to me that that organization is 100% liable for the health of your kid. Oh, you didn't know about that in the expiration date, did you? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And if you've bought baby formula lately in the past 5 years, you know that there's nothing more expensive. You could buy a beautiful filet mignon for the same price as baby formula. It's crazy how much it costs. But nobody thinks twice about it and shouldn't because it's for your baby. But the specific formula, the specific mixture is very important. I'll never forget with our now 16-year-old, when she was a baby, she had to have a very specific formula. And one time, more than one time, we were out in the woods. And we couldn't get that formula, and I couldn't give her anything else because she would have had a terrible reaction to it, just an awful reaction. And this is the challenge that too many people have today. Well, just give the mother's milk. Well, good luck with that. In fact, it's none of your business. The situation with the baby formula is serious, not only just because it's hard to get, but you have to get the right kind. It isn't like there's one type of baby formula. And this more specific the type of formula that you have to get, the more expensive it is. Now it's running $28, $30 a bottle for an 8-ounce bottle, 16-ounce bottle, $28, $30. And then we'll finish this fun topic with, oh, my God, I had to drive 400 miles one way this week to pick up my kid at college. In the process of picking up my kid at college, I had to buy what? A tank of gas. or I could have paid for a year of her college. I never spent more money for gas. You have never spent more money for gas. But this can't go on because you and I can't get to work. You and I can't afford to get to work. The price of gas is so crazy. The highest I saw is $4.89, but that's only because I don't live in California. I don't live in Sacramento at KFBK. I don't live in Sacramento. If I did, I'd be looking at $6 a gallon. Now, it went up that fast. How is it going to come down fast? It has been my experience and yours that if something like that, a national product, goes up very fast, it never actually comes down, does it? Now, are they washing our windows, checking for oil, offering to wash off our lenses on our lights? No, it's still the same deal. And along with it being the same deal, I do not want to pump my own. There are only two states in America where you don't have to pump your own by law: Oregon, and New Jersey. It's the only uptick in class that New Jersey offers. You can't pump your own gas in New Jersey. They must have a guy or a woman come out and pump your gas. And that's the right answer. I don't want my hands smelling of gas. I don't want to make mistakes with the gas pump. But it seems to me if it's $5 a gallon, that is the minimal service that should be offered. That seems to me to be the case. But I've got to talk to you about this Euro Song Contest. This is pretty funny. You know, it takes a lot to get Piers Morgan upset. And Piers Morgan is very upset about Eurosong. We'll hear about his opinions coming up in just seconds. Because when Piers Morgan gets upset, it's an international intrigue. When I get upset or you get upset, it's just, oh, they're upset. But Piers Morgan gets upset. He storms off of the morning show in London. That's an international news story. It's just a local show, by the way. But he stormed off it and boom, major news story. Quite the guy. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. And if you can identify who this song is, who's singing this song, you'll win a prize.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. High pressure building in Utah and Wyoming will ensure clear skies and hot temperatures in the west. Phoenix in the lower 100s, Las Vegas right around 100, along with some periodic windy conditions, especially in the afternoons. Sacramento, 80s tomorrow and lower 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Take a moment tonight, though, and get outside and catch the total eclipse of the moon around 8:30 to 10 o'clock Pacific time and see why they call it a blood moon eclipse. Probably too cloudy through the Pacific Northwest with more rain to deal with this week. Cooler temperatures in Southern California, temperatures dropping out of the 90s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Florida Stories this week, we have an amazing Florida miracle, a horrible Florida tragedy, and some crackhead in Florida is ripping off the Boy Scouts. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
You know about Eurovision? You know about the Eurovision Song Contest? Let me explain. There was a movie about it, a very funny movie about 2 years ago called Eurovision. Eurovision is a European-based contest. It is one of those things that has not been allowed into the United States for fear that we would trash it because we would. Eurovision is a contest that encompasses all of the countries based in Europe and allows people to audition and perform like American Idol, except it's European Idol. Now, there are two interesting things about this contest. One, whichever country is represented in it wins, gets to host the Eurovision contest next year. That results in significant advertising revenue for that country and a certain amount of pride, and they get to show off their brand new television equipment. Oh, there's nothing broadcasters love more than to show off their brand new television equipment. The other thing is, and this is the weird part, the host of Eurovision, which right now is Graham Norton, a wacky host from the BBC, the host of the Eurovision contest, while the performances are going on, usually trashes them, makes fun of the performances, minimizes, belittles, mocks, bullies the performances. So it's a very unusual dynamic because you have many acts that nobody understands the language or the nuance except people from that country. So they feel it's safe to make fun of them. Get it? All right. This is what happened this year. It just happened this week. The unspoken question in the run-up to this year's Eurovision Song Contest was whether Ukraine would be able to host next spring if they won. Before the event, sources close to the European Broadcasting Union, which organizes the annual music contest, indicated it was not in a situation they were looking for grappling with. They didn't want to deal with it. However, when Ukraine rappers Kalush Orchestra were announced as the winners on Italy on Saturday night, it became inevitable. So they won. Ukraine won. And they did a wacky rap in dedication to their mom. That's what they did. They did a wacky rap dedicated to their mothers. They weren't going to put down these people. They were from Ukraine, which is pretty close to being sacred. And then they rapped to their moms. And they were silly. It was like silly, wearing strange costumes. They won. That means Ukraine is entitled to host Eurovision next year. And I'll bet you they're determined to. In fact, they'll probably cease fire just in order to do it. That's the opportunity. Well, Piers Morgan, who is the authority on all things European, Piers Morgan said that he's very suspicious of these results. He thinks, is this what you have to do now to win Eurovision? You have to go to war? That's what he's saying. He says, do you have to go to war to win Eurovision? What exactly did he say? He said something that catty. Such a catty man. One moment. Oh, if I was only prepared. One moment. What did he say? He made a nasty tweet. Piers Morgan claims Ukraine won rigged farce Eurovision on sympathy vote. The Eurovision Song Contest 2022 aired on Saturday night with Kulish Orchestra storming to victory with the song Stefania. But Piers Morgan launched into a scathing critique of the decision. Eurovision, Ukraine win contest with UK in second place. United Kingdom was in second place. Piers Morgan has labeled the Eurovision Song Contest a rigged farce after the Ukraine rap group Kulish Orchestra won on what he said was a sympathy vote due to Russia's military assault. The Eurovision Song Contest crowned winner Kulish Orchestra on Saturday night. Ukraine has been the front runners from the start, before the final had kicked off live from Turin in Italy. the home of last year's winners. The group seized the top spot following a tense night of voting, which saw the UK top the chart following votes from the jury. Well, this is a tense contest because it has to do with national pride. I mean, imagine if we were in competition with Canada, Mexico, and Bermuda. Every year was a song contest between Canada, Mexico, Bermuda, and us. I think we'd become very prickly. That would be my guess. Well, Piers Morgan says it was rigged. Let me suggest that if you're at war with Russia and Russia's on your borders bombing you every single night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., as we learned from a man in Ukraine, we heard the bombs going off near him, Andre, in Ukraine. If the bombs are going off near you, yes, you win on a sympathy vote. That you win. I'm Walter Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. 800-844-0876. What's that? That's the number to use when you want to buy one and get one free. You buy one and get one free. Buy what? You buy MyPillow sheets, Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets made out of Giza cotton, the greatest cotton in the world. It's the cotton they use for very expensive, fancy executive dress shirts. These are the best dress shirts you can buy, but this is about MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Now, the Dream Sheets from MyPillow, I have them, and I'll tell you why I love them. These are fitted sheets for whatever size you specify, but they're not fitted in a way that you have to fight with them. They're easy to put on, and they stay on. Usually, you get fitted sheets, and you need four people in the room, one to hold them down, and 10 to manage it. Not with this. You can actually put on fitted sheets yourself. Imagine that. They're beautiful, easy, elastic, perfect. Beautiful sheets made out of Giza cotton. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number. Call and talk to somebody at MyPillow right now. Ask them about the sheets. Ask them which colors are still available. They're going to run out soon. They may have run out of your favorite color. Get the information. 800-844-0876. I'm Walter Sterling, and I use these sheets mostly because I don't have to fight to get them on the bed. But once they're on the bed, oh, it's like, it's an amazing feeling, like being in a luxury resort. Now it's your bedroom. 800-844-0876. You buy one, you get one free just by saying, Walter sent me. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter sent me. And you can say it as creepy as you want, and you will benefit from buy one, get one free. MyPillow.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
Coming up on Florida Stories this week, we have an amazing Florida miracle, a horrible Florida tragedy, and some crackhead in Florida is ripping off the Boy Scouts. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Machine Gun Kelly raised a lot of eyebrows at the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday night when he referred to Megan Fox as his wife and then mentioned their unborn child. The rapper turned punk rocker took to the stage in Las Vegas to perform Twin Flame. And at the start of it, he said, I wrote this song for my wife. Now, for all we know with Machine Gun Kelly, he may not have been referring to Megan Kelly. He may not have been referring to Megan Fox, because he may have another wife, and he just dates Megan Fox because he's wild. This is a wild guy who, ready, in my opinion, he's not a wild guy. He's a normal, straight, modest suburban kid who grew up in Shaker Heights, Ohio. Shaker Heights, Ohio is the white bread, the epicenter of white bread in Ohio. And Ohio is pretty white bread. But Machine Gun Kelly gave himself a dangerous name. Dangerous name. But he did do something that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Stupid. I don't care what. I don't care how dangerous you want to be as a rapper. I don't care how dangerous you want to be to the community. Do not tattoo your neck. Just don't do it, because you will never live it down. It doesn't go away. I don't care how many turtlenecks you wear. I view this rule. If you're looking to hire somebody, if they have tattoos on their neck, bad idea. Don't get near them. Don't get near anyone with tattoos. Also, don't get near anyone with like gang symbols on their face who have teardrops tattooed under their eyes. Bad idea. Limits your options, and it limits the people who will date you. It limits the people who will hire you. I just don't see the point. Oh, you know, he's an old guy. You know, it's an old talk show. It sounds like an old talk show. Well, you know. Hey, Henry, you got that old-time talk radio show. This is what an old-time talk radio show sounds like.
Did you hear about that story out of Troy, Ohio this week? Hi, I'm Brad. A Mars supermarket used something called a universal product code to scan a package of Wrigley's gum. The cashier didn't even have to ring it up on the cash register. The price just appeared with a scan of the package. I guess the code was on the wrapper. Is this what is predicted in Revelation, the sign of the beast on chewing gum? That's where it all starts, you know. Today, chewing gum. Tomorrow, the world. What do you think? I'll open the phone lines after the news. And the weather brought to you by your friendly Oldsmobile dealer.
This year, take a walk across the street and take a ride in more cars.
Well, honey, leave it to the Olds dealer to have a car as nice as the Cutlass Supreme. I like it because it's strong, easy to handle, quiet.
I like it because it's pretty, Charlie.
It's an Olds and we can afford it.
It's still pretty, Charlie.
And now, we present another page in our Crime Stoppers notebook.
Today, we will discuss a simple but sure method to avoid the advances of a masher in a movie theater. When the masher sits down next to you and starts to put his arm around your shoulder, quietly but firmly, shove a milk dud in his ear.
You just heard it up to the second news bulletin.
That's old-fashioned talk radio. Janet Jackson made a surprise appearance at the Billboard Music Award on Sunday night, tonight, to present Mary J. Blige with the Icon Award. The Rhythm Nation singer, who won the award in 2001, introduced Blige after she received her own standing ovation with a speech that referred to many of her biggest hits, including Just Fine and No More Drama. I love Mary J. Blige. I love her. I've seen her in concert. She's spectacular. They don't need me to tell you that Mary J. Blige is spectacular. If you get a chance to see her in concert, see her in concert. Who else is touring? Haim, H-A-I-M. Haim is touring. These are three sisters who are brilliant and funny. I mean, usually when you think of serious alternative rock people, you know, they view it as a religion. Now we're going to go on stage and commit alternative rock. But Haim goes on stage and is funny. They tell stories, and they are the hardest rockers you could ever imagine. Three young women, hardest rockers ever imagined. And then the best part is Alana Haim, the youngest one, was just the star of Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson's latest movie. Paul Thomas Anderson's latest movie, which is brilliant and funny. And she's the star, and it was her first movie role ever, and she should have won the Oscar. Everybody knows she should have won the Oscar, but then, oh gee, it would have made Kristen Stewart look bad, and it would have made Nicole Kidman look bad, and we can't have that because they're established Hollywood, and Alana Haim is like Goofy Kid from the Valley. Far more important to establish Goofy Kid from the Valley. This is the scary time of year. Why is this the scary time of year? Because people talk about depression. You know, you will hear conversations about depression at Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and people get depressed. Well, okay, but I think that's mostly has to do with the weather. But this is the time of year people get equally depressed, and they don't talk about it. it's not okay to be depressed at this time of year, because look at how sunny it is outside, and look at how nice it is, and the pools are out, and the kids are out, and the kids are out of school. The kids being out of school is the reason I get depressed, because it means they never go away. They get up at 7 in the morning, and they run around and make noise all day, and they never leave me alone. They always have something to do. But this is why I find this the most challenging time of the year. It's because in order to do anything at this time of year, I have to be invited in. You can't just wake up and have a good time. I have to be invited to play golf with you. I have to be invited to go to your tennis courts. I have to be invited to go to your swim club, your swimming pool, your country club. It's an invitation-only time of year. And I don't have any friends. Now, I'm going to tell you something that happened. This week at 3 in the morning, my wife's been out of town all week, which is like being married with benefits. My wife was out of town all week this week. Blah. And therefore, I was alone at home with the three kids. We had a great time. Nobody was saying, oh, you need to brush your hair. You need to pick up the towel. Nobody was saying, you need to brush your hair. I hate that. I freaking hate that. I hate it more than the kids. So I'm there, and my 10-year-old was sharing my bedroom. Not my bed, my bedroom, because, you know, she was alone and mom wasn't there. That's fine. It's totally fine. She's in the other bed, and it's 3 in the morning, and I'm not doing anything. I'm not, like, on the computer. I'm just mostly asleep. There's the kid in the other bed, and I hear in the darkness, I hear the 10-year-old daughter going, Daddy, I worry about you. Like, what? Who is this voice? What is this voice? I worry about you. Like, why? You have no friends. I'm like, oh, it's all right. I have friends. No, they far away. Your friends are far away. And it's true. My friends are where we moved from, which is 9-hour drive. It's a 9-hour drive, and I'm not the friend-making kind of guy. I'm not going to go have a barbecue. I'm not going to invite 10 people over, and I'm not going to talk about sports because I know nothing about sports. Why enter a conversation at which I will lose? Therefore, I keep to myself. Now, if there was anyone in the neighborhood with whom I could speak radio, the secret language of radio, of course, I'd have 100 friends. And then if they found out who I was and what I did, oh, my God, they'd be in line. Hey, you know, you think you can get me a job at that station? No, I can't get you a job at that station ever. I will never get you a job at that station because you made me look bad the last time. That's my relationship. She goes, Daddy, you have no friends. I worry about you, Daddy, because you have no friends. I had to explain to her that I did have friends. They were just far away, and she shouldn't worry about that. And then I said, well, what about you? And she said, oh, I have lots of friends, Daddy. I have lots of friends. And it's true, she has lots of friends. My life's about to get more exciting because we just brought the 19-year-old home from college. And, you know, when you're in college, you have a certain hierarchical structure of your day that you can organize in a certain way that vanishes the minute you come home. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather headlines tonight are more record-breaking triple-digit heat in the Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico region of our country and along the lower Mississippi Valley as well, along with heavy thunderstorms in the Midwest, which will be moving to the East Coast tomorrow and tomorrow night with brief storms. strong winds and rain and vivid lightning. Tonight, however, the entire continental United States will be treated to a rare celestial event, a total eclipse of the moon, which can be seen, if it's not too cloudy, around midnight Eastern Time. The eclipse lasts for several hours, so it's well worth your while to step outside and look for breaks in the clouds in the east and midwest and check out the reddish moon called the blood moon sometimes tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, so you're flying to Florida. You and a group of friends are in a private Cessna. It's not a tiny plane, but it's definitely not like a big commercial plane either. And the pilot leans back through the cockpit door and says, "Hey, y'all, I'm not feeling real well." So as they're walking up to go check on him, the pilot falls unconscious, slumps over on to the instrument panel in front of him, puts the aircraft into a nosedive, and turns sharply to the left. So this is just like a scene out of a movie. A passenger runs over there, and he pulls the pilot off the controls, and he pulls the stick up and barely gets him out of the nosedive before they hit the water. But no one left on that plane has ever flown a plane before. They haven't had any lessons. They didn't even stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But they can see, faintly disappearing over the horizon, the coastline of Florida. So they aim the airplane toward Florida, and they get on the radio.
"I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane."
Roger, what's your position?"
"I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea."
"Maintain wings level and just try to follow the coast, either north or southbound. We're trying to locate you."
The guy that's taking over the plane gets on the radio. He says, "Listen, I got a serious situation here. My pilot's gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly this airplane." So they ask, "Where yet?" I don't know. "Coast of Florida. That's all I got." And so he's told to just follow the coastline of Florida until they can figure out which little dot on the radar he is, and then they can talk him down to the nearest airport. He ends up getting hooked up with the guy that's in the air traffic control tower at Palm Beach International Airport, PBIA. And this air traffic controller has a conversation with him and gives him a brief rundown of how all the controls work and what he's going to have to do and the angle and everything. And so then they just have to wait for him to get there and see if he can pull it off.
"You just witnessed a couple passengers land that plane."
"Did you say the passengers landed the airplane?"
"That's correct."
"Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, great job."
So, look, it was scary, but all's well ends well. Good job on the Florida man landing the plane with absolutely no experience. No word on whether or not the pilot's going to be okay. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Did you get a chance to look at the Billboard Awards at all, to see the dresses that were coming into the Billboard Awards? I didn't even see the men. I just saw the dresses. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound really old, but they're hideous dresses. They're not dresses, they're costumes. They're made for a costume ball, but like a really gothic, scary costume ball. Listen, you have that much talent, you can sing like that, you don't have to dress wacky. But they're all dressed wacky. Speaking of being dressed wacky, you know what this week was? Maybe at your kid's school. This was prom week. And my 16-year-old daughter went to the prom. Now, I will tell you that my 16-year-old daughter, I know, every dad thinks this way and should. I would objectively say that my daughter is beautiful. I have an Instagram account, Walter M. Sterling. I posted a number of her pictures there, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R. Go check yourself and follow me on Twitter, because what else do you have to do? Let's narrow it down. What else you got to do? You know, the big sales at Saks, those are over. Bonwit Tell are closed. You really have nothing to do. You're going to go to Macy's? Nah, I don't think you are. You have a chainsaw. You don't need to go to Macy's. Take a look at my daughter. Gorgeous kid. Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R. But I will tell you something else about her. You will be shocked when I tell you that her date was another young woman. Because every boy in that high school is an idiot. A freaking idiot. My daughter happens to be sweet, like yours, kind, like yours, artistic, got everything going for her. She went to the prom with a nice young lady. One of the things she did that was brilliant is they made their corsages, which was a gift to me because those things are pushing $100. They made their corsages, and they made it out of paper and wire. You'd never know. They look like the most beautiful purple flowers imaginable. Far more tasteful than anything you'll see at the Billboard Awards. The other thing is, God bless her, she's wearing an elegant, beautiful, full-length dress, not something stupid. Not something to show off her tattoos. Oh, she doesn't have any tattoos. A beautiful full-length dress that's kind of gauzy and glittery, the whole thing. Goodwill, $10. She got it at Goodwill for $10. She made the corsage. She got the dress at Goodwill for $10, which is good because if we had had to pay for a dress, there would have been no food. We would have been eating snacks. We would have been eating treats from Frito-Lay for the next month. I would have been thrilled to buy it for her. There'd be no better investment than dressing that kid. What was the point of this? Oh, I was bragging about my daughter. Don't you brag about your daughter. Therefore, two young women went to the prom. And about, 3 months ago, my daughter came home and said to me, matter-of-factly, she said, "By the way, Daddy, I'm bi." I'm like, "What? I'm bi." And I'm like, "Does that mean I'm going to have to pay for two weddings?" And she was matter-of-fact about it, and I answered with, kind of sane, modern humor, and therefore we've always been comfortable talking about it because it's a very comfortable thing to talk about. Why? Because that's who she is. And it's my job to accept who she is, and I do. And therefore, we have a good relationship. In 15 minutes, you and I are going to talk to Rebecca Pratt. Rebecca Pratt is a transgender person. And she's going to share with us about her life, how she lives her life. And it's an honor for me to have her. Because to find someone who's talking about their life authentically as a transgender is rare. You may think, well, you can get thousands of people to do that. I have tried for 2 years. And every person I've tried to get to speak about their transgender life either wants to give me a research paper or wants to give me a political statement. I have no interest in either. I just tell me about your day. It's like when you and I talk about our day at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. When you and I talk on the radio, we talk about our day. We don't make speeches against the Democrats. We just say, here's what happened today. Neil Paul and Judy Anderson, thank you for reminding me about the fact that I have been supply chain challenged to get my Diet Cherry 7-Up. I don't want Diet 7-Up. I want Diet Cherry 7-Up. Diet Cherry 7-Up is the finest drink I have ever had. Like a fine wine, it changes its taste and its character depending on its temperature. Think about that. Think about a soda that is so remarkably different depending on its temperature. I love that soda, but man, it's hard to get. And I was at one big chain store, one big box chain store, where the guy whispered to me, said, "You're not going to get it anymore. We're not going to put it out. We're not going to carry it anymore." Well, it turns out that wasn't true. I can get Diet Cherry 7-Up whenever I need it. I just have to think about it, and I'll get it. I say I have to manifest it, and I'll get it. But if you've never had Diet Cherry 7-Up, get it this week, and then send me a note about how much you love it. Am I paid to say this? No, I am not. That's how much I love it. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Let me know how you feel about Diet Cherry 7-Up. I've tried to get them to advertise on this show. I can't even find them. I can't even find the company to say, "Hey, would you do what Mike Lindell has done and advertise on this show?" This guy paid for it. Sterling on Sunday. When the MyPillow people said, "Hey, we want to be on Sterling on Sunday," I said, "That's great. It's flattering, but here's the deal. You must come up with a special offer just for my listener. A special offer just for my listener. And this is what it is. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. You have thought about for years getting a MyPillow pillow. You've thought about it for years. Maybe for your summer house, maybe for camping. A roll-up MyPillow pillow. These pillows are made out of an exclusive proprietary patented material. You will sleep like never before. I love these pillows. Great pillows. MyPillow.com. That's where you'll find the MyPillow roll-up pillow. You buy one, you're going to get another one for free. That's a hell of a deal. Buy one, get one free. These pillows stay cool all night. They hold their shape. You put them in the shape you want. They support your neck and your head all night. And you can wash them. When you go to wash most pillows, what comes out of the dryer is it's like a dead goose. But these pillows smell terrific when they come out of the dryer, and they're yours. You go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, and you will see the prices drop instantly. You don't have to mail in a certificate. You don't have to wait 2 months for the refund. No, instantly it happens. Or do this. Call 800-844-0876. Call them right now. You're not going to get a recording, not some strange AI, not some strange robot. You're going to get a human who's an expert in MyPillow products. What's that number again? 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Start the conversation by whispering, Walter sent me. Walter sent me. And they will know what you mean. And they will also know that you have earned and deserve a special discount. Buy one, get one free. You buy one pillow, you get another one for free. And you get a copy of Mike Lindell's book. This is a hell of a deal. A MyPillow pillow, Mike Lindell's book, and you get buy one, get one free. 800-844-0876. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
With another edition of Drive Through Brew, I'm once again J.J. Wilson. Hi. Last week, young Jake mouthed off to his boss like never before. Listen closely, and you'll find out why.
Hey, Jake, take a look at this. It just came in from corporate.
We have a corporate? I thought we were just owned by the mob. What is it?
A contest. Next month, the employee with the highest sales at each store will receive a $100 savings bond.
Then I win.
What do you mean?
I'm the only employee here, so I gotta win.
What am I, a robot? I'm an employee, too. I sure as heck don't own the joint.
Well, if you're an employee, you're a pretty darn lazy one.
What? Watch your tongue. What are you talking about?
When was the last time you cleaned the bathroom?
Well, I don't remember exactly. Maybe when you were on vacation.
Aha. Uh-huh. And when was the last time you climbed up the big rickety ladder and changed the light bulb?
My doctor told me to stay off ladders.
Double aha. Uh-huh. And when was the last time you climbed in the dumpster to fish out something that got thrown out by accident?
All right. Tell you what. Tomorrow, I'll break down all those dirty boxes and take them to the recycling place. How's that?
You bet you will, and don't you go wasting no time gabbing with the guy who runs the place.
Whoa! What the heck is eating Jake? And how long is the manager going to put up with his insubordination? Well, listen next time when the manager says...
Jake, I have to say, your attitude has been unacceptable lately. Is there a reason for that?
And Jake says...
I'm sorry, Mr. Manager. I ain't been myself ever since Dollar Tree raised its price to $1.25.
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
Seth Meyers' wife just had a baby, and she delivered the baby at home in their bathtub. One of the great romantic notions is to have a baby delivered at home in the bathtub or at a very fancy hospital suite in a maternity ward in a bathtub. Our first daughter, Dorothy, who just came home for the week from college, she's going to be home for 3 months of joy, telling me that the food isn't right, her car doesn't work, it's just a nightmare. She was born 19 years ago. And like all first-time parents, our goal was to have a natural birth, have her have birth in a hospital, and drink mother's milk, all of that. But they also said, in case there's trouble at the hospital, there's a obstetrician standing by, a real doctor, who will help with the birth. And I said, well, who will it be? Because it was a big hospital. There are like 7 or 8 obstetricians. And they said, this guy. Okay. I said to my current wife, I said, let's go meet him before we need him. Let's just meet him. And we went to meet Dr. Jacques Moritz, very official sounding guy. And Dr. Jacques Moritz, in my opinion, was a cool guy. But then we knew him. We met him. We met him at his office. He said, look, I hope we never see each other again. Everything's going well. Hopefully we'll never see each other again. Okay, great. But at least she had an image in her mind as to who that doctor would be. If there was trouble in the bathtub. We get to the hospital, and it's a beautiful suite. It's like a Ritz-Carlton suite. We're going to give birth in this beautiful suite. And that was hour number 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're up to hour number 10, and things are not happening the way they're supposed to. And then they say, well, let's leave this gorgeous suite and move to a real hospital room because you might need a real hospital room. Okay, so now we're at hour 15, 16, 17. We need to get down, and we have a midwife. And the midwife is looking at my wife like scolding. She's not being loving. She's kind of scolding because... oh, what happened? She planned 2 births at the same time. And now we were getting in the way of the other birth for her. We were screwing up with her schedule. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It gets worse. After 36 hours, my wife had to have a cesarean. She gave birth in all known ways. Natural birth in the bathtub didn't work. The other ways, what are they called? Didn't work. And then she had to have a cesarean after 36 hours. It was hell. She was exhausted. The baby was exhausted, and that's where it also gets scary. But there wasn't anything happening in this bathtub, and there wasn't anything happening with the midwife who vanished. Here's my advice, Dad. If there's a possibility you're going to need a real doctor to give birth to your wife's baby, meet the doctor. Do what you have to do to actually meet the doctor. Yeah, you want a midwife, you want a doula. Who the hell knows what that is? You want a doula, a midwife, great, fine. Whatever healthy way you can have that kid. But if there at some point is going to be the need for a real doctor, you want to meet that real doctor ahead of time. Believe me, you will thank me for that. And what is it? It's a lunch. It's a bring the doctor a cup of coffee and at least know who you're going to meet. Coming up in 7 minutes, we're going to meet Rebecca Pratt. Rebecca Pratt is a transgender, an authentic transgender who has lived her life honestly, for many years, has been a transgender to the world. And I want to ask her about her day. What's her day like? I have tried to have transgenders on this show before, And every time in my pre-interview, I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Either they have a political manifesto they want to read to the world, which is fine, and they're right. But it's my right to say, not on my show. Nobody wants to hear your political manifesto. Or they want to share with us a lot of research. I don't want to hear about a lot of research. I just want to hear about your day. Tell me about your day. What's the reaction at work? What were the reaction of your relatives? How are they treating you? How should they be treating you? That's our show. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to learn something. Oh, my God, did I say that? I take it back. Hopefully we'll learn nothing. And then later on tonight, where you and I will talk to Vince Ferrari, who will tell us a real cop story. He's a retired New York City police detective, and he tells real cop stories, not Green River murder cop stories that are award-winning and people speak British. I say, as a rule, if a podcast, they're speaking British, it has nothing to do with you. Podcasts that are in British have nothing to do with you. Oh, speaking of British, David Tennant and Catherine Tate are going to reprise their Doctor Who roles for the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. That's right, David Tennant and Catherine Tate are returning to Doctor Who, reuniting for new scenes that will coincide with the show's 60th anniversary celebration in 2023. What could be better than that? David Tennant as Doctor Who, except for Matt Smith. I thought Matt Smith was a better Doctor Who. Doctor Who. Here's my phone number. You're going to need it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. 6 minutes until Rebecca Pratt. 6 minutes until Rebecca Pratt, a transgender lady who will share with us her life, her challenges, and her joy. Because everybody says, well, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be transgender. No, it takes a lot of courage to not be transgender if that's how you're born. We'll share that with her. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Rich. Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. High pressure building in Utah and Wyoming will ensure clear skies and hot temperatures in the west. Phoenix in the lower 100s, Las Vegas right around 100, along with some periodic windy conditions, especially in the afternoons. Sacramento, 80s tomorrow and lower 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Take a moment tonight, though, and get outside and catch the total eclipse of the moon around 8:30 to 10 o'clock Pacific time and see why they call it a blood moon eclipse. Probably too cloudy through the Pacific Northwest with more rain to deal with this week. Cooler temperatures in Southern California, temperatures dropping out of the 90s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
What do you do? You're 15 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old, and you realize that the person you're looking at in the mirror is not who you are inside. And you go, you know, I'm supposed to be a guy, but I feel more like a woman inside. And the way I express myself to the world is I am a woman, but the world looks at me like I'm a guy. It can go the other way. I feel like a guy inside, but to the world I present myself as a woman. How do I reconcile these things? How do I get comfortable with these phenomena, this conflict? Now, James Parker is a friend of Rebecca Pratt. They were, in fact, on-air teammates. They did a show together. They are radio geeks. And James Parker does Florida Stories, by far our most popular feature, and I thank you for doing them, James. And James introduced me to Rebecca Pratt. Rebecca Pratt, great broadcaster. The two of them did a show in New Orleans, a very murky, suspicious city. Now they don't live there anymore. they're both off the air. How or why that's the case, I don't know. I don't want to hear anybody in radio say, you know, where do we find good talent? There they are. They were sitting there with you, and you screwed it up. James Parker, Rebecca Pratt, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, guys.
Thank you, Walter. Good for having us.
Hi, Walt. Thanks for having
me. All right, now, I'm James. That other voice is Becky.
It's hey. Becky, not the Rebecca, right?
It's either or.
Yeah.
At what age, Rebecca?
Yeah, and I, like you, Walt, I worked on the radio for a long time. And I just recently started coming out and telling people about my situation. And it's been pretty wild.
Well, first, before you tell me about the reaction to your situation, I want to know when you, Rebecca, you, realized that there was a conflict inside of you between your feelings and your mind and your body, that inside you were a woman and outside you were a guy, and you needed to fix this. You needed to reconcile this. When did that happen?
Well, I was a kid when this all started. I was like 6 or 7 years old, and my mother always kept a large container of her makeup in the family bathroom, and for whatever reason, I was drawn to it. And so I started doing that then, but that was a long time ago. That was before the term transgender became known by people. So I didn't know what was going on. You know, as I went through high school, I continued to do it, but I liked girls. So I knew I wasn't gay, but why was I in secret dressing like a girl? I didn't know. And then as time went on, I just kept doing it, and I lived two lives. You know, I went to work as a guy, and but I lived my life at home as a girl. And then over the last decade or so, the term transgender started to become known by people, and I said, finally. There's something that describes me, so it took a while to figure out exactly what was going on, but I always felt happier and better when I was dressed as a girl. I wish I could tell you why, but that was the case.
Oh, you don't have to explain why, any more than I have to explain why I have green eyes and I'm left-handed. I don't have to explain why. That's just the deal. And you don't have to explain it either. And I am so happy that we're at a moment in history where explanations are no longer required and that you are not looked at askance. Do you still run into skeptics? Do you still run into people who do not treat you with respect?
Once in a while, but for the most part, the reaction that I get is positive. Whether I'm in a restaurant or a store or wherever, you know, if people know that I'm transgender, they're usually respectful. You know, once in a while, I might hear something, but for the most part, it's been positive. And you just said it, you know, it's the time and place we're at in history. Things are a lot different now than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Things are a heck of a lot different now.
Rebecca Pratt is transgender, and she's here with her friend James Parker, who is a radio guy, and which is a whole different class of people. who makes Florida stories for us, but he introduced us to Rebecca Pratt, and I'm very grateful that he did. I have a theory about people who are transgender, which is coming to you from an old white guy. So dismiss it if it's not true. Just dismiss it. I believe that you must be weary of people saying to you, oh, you're so brave. Oh, you're so brave for coming out. And I'm like, I don't think you're brave. I think you are self-actualized, that you finally get to be who you are, that you are at a moment of joy and relief in your life where you can be who you are.
I hear what you're saying, but I also think it takes a bit of courage because, you know, there are going to be people, you know, that label you a sissy or make fun of you or whatever the case may be. And, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. But you're right. Being self-aware and is very important. And, you know, whether it's this issue or any other issue, go with your instinct. Go with your gut, what your gut tells you. And I think that's usually the way to do things.
All right, Rebecca Pratt, James Parker, guest today on Sterling on Sunday. Coming up in just seconds, more conversation. Do you have questions for Rebecca Pratt, transgender individual? 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. The joy of this show is this is not a best of. On a Sunday night, this is a live radio show. And I believe by federal law, every single show on the radio should be a live radio show like this one. This is Sterling on Sunday. For the 2 years of the pandemic, you have promised yourself and you have promised your partner that you will finally go work for yourself. Not for some HR department, not for some evil manager. You're going to go work for yourself. You're going to own your own business. The challenge of owning your own business is, what about accounting? What about inventory? What about the capital costs? Problem solved. It's called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Go to socialindoor.com and get the information. Social Indoor is a rare franchise opportunity that gives you exclusive territories in whatever part of the country you want, but it can be right near where you live. And in those territories, in that territory, are dozens of fancy restaurant bathrooms, nice restaurant bathrooms. And Social Indoor will install computer screens that will feature advertising messages and community support messages that you have arranged for and you have sold. Right. Think about the people you work with every day, the retailers you've known for 20 years, the people you've met through your kids' school, all of the businesses you have a relationship with. Well, isn't it time to monetize them? Isn't it time to make money from your social contacts? And this is how you do it. You sell them advertising. You sell them messaging that will go on these computer screens in the fanciest restrooms in your community. And it's exclusive. You don't have to fight other people for the right to sell this. This will be your territory. Go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made by a prospectus. You will find it at socialindoor.com. Please put in my name, Walter, and you will get the full benefit of socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
888-688-WALT. We take live phone calls at Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking to Rebecca Pratt, who's a transgender woman, and James Parker, who does the Florida stories on Sterling on Sunday. It doesn't get better than this. Jimmy in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Rebecca. I just wanted to know if you got the operation yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't actually done anything medically yet. I'm living as a woman for a while before I do that. That's what they tell you to do.
So you are planning to do it?
I'm. Those are in the future plans.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks very much for your call. Thank you. Future plans. Those are in the future plans.
Yeah, they want you to live your life as, in my case, as a woman, before they do anything medically to you, because they want you to go through everything like that to make sure that that's what you want. And so that's what I'm doing now. And I look better than I sound. And I am on Facebook, Rebecca Pratt. I live in New Orleans, if you go by there.
Is it P-R-A-T-T? P-R-A-T-T?
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate your candor with that. Now, day-to-day, when you are out in the world, when you go to the supermarket, when you see your friends, I'm just going to ask this because it may seem like a stupid question to you, but I'm an expert on those kind of questions. Do you dress as a woman all the time?
I have been lately, yes.
And I got to ask again, how do the clothes fit?
Well, I'm fairly lucky. I'm tall, but I'm slender, and I could pretty much buy anything off the rack. The only problem I have are shoes. I've got fairly big feet, but other than that, when it comes to clothes, I buy stuff off the rack. I mean, heck, James Parker's here with us. He's my buddy. And, you know, he sees me, and I was out with him last weekend, him and his wife and some friends. We were in a local neighborhood bar, and I don't know. I think I fit in fairly well.
Well, you see, you're lucky in many regards, but one of them is the business you're in. You're in the radio business, which is show business, which is one step removed from the circus. You'd be able to fit in our industry pretty easily anyway. But if you wanted to be a venture capitalist, an accountant, do you think you'd be more challenged?
That's a good question. You know, I always wondered, being on the radio, which I was for years, having a large audience, and they find out something like this, if they would look at me different, or if they would think that I wasn't being honest with them, that I wasn't a real person. That's what I always worried about. If I did tell the audience that, I didn't want them to look at me any different.
Right now,
but
go ahead, Rebecca.
I was going to say, in any job, you know, just imagine whether you work in an office or wherever you work, you just show up one day as the opposite gender, and then you just keep showing up that way. You know, people are going to have different reactions. But
right.
In my opinion, you know, they should think, boy, I'm lucky that's not me. You know, I'm feeling pretty fortunate that I don't go through that.
Right now, Rebecca,
because my life would have been a heck of a lot easier if I wasn't like this. But
right now, Rebecca, when somebody does find out that the woman they're looking at was born a man, what question, one or two questions, do you want to be asked? I'm sure that you're thinking, gee, why don't you ask me this question? This would help me if you would only ask this. What question or two would be helpful to you if they would ask you?
Are you happier now? How is your life going?
Are you happier now? How's your life going?
Yeah, the question I'm usually asked is the question your phone caller from New Jersey asks. You know, I mean, what have you had the surgery? What's between your legs?
Yeah, I would never thing, ask you that in person. I would never ask you that. I wouldn't ask you that regardless of whether you were transgender or not. I wouldn't ask you what's between your legs. It would be like totally inappropriate. You want to volunteer it? I'd love to hear the answer, but man, I wouldn't ask you that in person. Does it make you crazy uncomfortable if they do?
No, I mean, I'm pretty laid back and pretty easygoing, and I'm not like a lot of people that you may have seen or heard from when it comes to talking about transgender issues. I have no political manifesto. As a matter of fact, I think that college swimmer who won the national championship, I didn't think that was good. I didn't think that made transgender people look good. That one picture of that transgender woman's college swimmer standing next to the other born female swimmers, you know, she looked like Andre the Giant standing next to other professional wrestlers. You know, the optics were awful.
And that
didn't help the transgender community.
If a Sterling on Sunday listener wants to get in touch with you privately with more questions, what's the best way to get in touch with you or with James Parker? What's the best way to get in touch with you, too?
For me, I just go to Facebook. Like I said, Rebecca Pratt. I live in New Orleans. That would probably be the best way.
And James Parker, Florida Story Guy. How should they get in touch with you?
Well, I have my own section on the Walter Sterling website.
So yes, you do.
Best way, but also Facebook. I have a painfully generic name, James Parker, but you can find me. It's pretty easy stuff.
All right. Well, both of you are great broadcasters. I hope that one of these big companies develops a sense of humor and gives you big seven-figure jobs because you both deserve it. I am grateful that you're on my show tonight. You are welcome anytime. In fact, the next time I take a Sunday off, I'm going to ask the two of you to fill in for me. Will you do that?
Sure, that's nice of you.
No, it's not charity. It'd be an honor for me. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen and lady. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. It's 57 past the hour. Coming up, we have Florida stories, and we have Vic Ferrari, a New York City retired police detective with a killer cop story. That's for you, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Weather headlines tonight are more record-breaking triple-digit heat in the Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico region of our country and along the lower Mississippi Valley as well, along with heavy thunderstorms in the Midwest, which will be moving to the East Coast tomorrow and tomorrow night with brief strong winds and rain and vivid lightning. Tonight, however, the entire continental United States will be treated to a rare celestial event, a total eclipse of the moon, which can be seen, if it's not too cloudy, around midnight Eastern time. The eclipse lasts for several hours, so it's well worth your while to step outside and look for breaks in the clouds in the east and Midwest and check out the reddish moon called the blood moon sometimes tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to go down to Key West. If you've been listening to Florida stories for a while, you know that most of the bad stuff that happens on Key West, or the fun stuff, I should say, it's not all bad, happens on Duval Street. I've never been there, but I guess that's just the center of the universe. And on one of these wild little bars on Duval Street, there were some off-duty police officers who were on vacation blowing off a little steam, and they were playing pool with some off-duty sailors who were on vacation blowing off a little steam. And it sounds like a scene right out of Roadhouse, you know, a little scuffle breaks out and they get into a fist fight. One of the sailors falls and hits his head on something. And so it's kind of interesting. There's almost an honor among thieves thing that happens where everyone sort of stops fighting and they get this guy help. And he has to be taken by helicopter because there's not a big enough hospital that's that can accommodate the serious head injury. So they fly him back to Florida proper there. Of course, everyone got arrested and everyone's in trouble and whatnot. I mean, it sounds like a movie to us, but that probably happens on Duval Street in Key West like twice a week. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Cocoa, Florida. There's a Boy Scouts troop, and they're raising money to go to Europe. I don't know. Maybe there's like an Alpine merit badge or something. Bad news is after they had raised about 10 grand or so, we found out the trip was going to be canceled because coronavirus. Well, naturally, some of the people that had donated that money wanted it back, but it was too late. But one of the volunteers, a 44-year-old Florida woman, was busted, commingling 10,000 of the fundraised dollars into her own account. She'd already spent a lot of it on herself. She paid for herself for a cruise. She paid off her mom's credit card. And judging by this mugshot, she might have bought some methamphetamines or, I don't know, stepped on trucker crank or whatever. But she looks like she's 44 going on 74. She's working on her Walter White merit badge. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have a horrible tragedy. Pensacola, Florida. You know, you tell your kids to be careful. Your parents told you to be careful. Everyone wants everyone to be careful. And then you have these guys who are playing on a big inner tube in the lake, and they were going to pull it out of the lake when it was time to go. So they hooked it up to the back of the friend's truck, and the guy thought he would go ahead and take off up the boat ramp while his friend was still on the inner tube. So it slings him into the parking lot. He hits his head, dies instantly. And there's no great punchline here other than, of all the ways to die, you get pulled out of a giant inner tube into the parking lot of a boat ramp and hit your head. Like, what a totally unnecessary risk. Would it have even been that funny if he had lived? And so now you're 20 years old and you got to face negligent manslaughter charges for your 18-year-old friend? That's just really reckless. Unbelievably reckless. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Did you hear about that story out of Troy, Ohio this week? Hi, I'm Brad. A Marsh supermarket used something called a universal product code to scan a package of Wrigley's gum. The cashier didn't even have to ring it up on the cash register. The price just appeared with a scan of the package. I guess the code was on the wrapper. Is this what is predicted in Revelation, the sign of the beast on chewing gum? That's where it all starts, you know. Today, chewing gum. Tomorrow, the world. What do you think? I'll open the phone lines after the news. And the weather brought to you by your friendly Oldsmobile dealer.
This year, take a walk across the street and take a ride in more cars.
Well, honey, leave it to the Olds dealer to have a car as nice as the Cutlass Supreme. I like it because it's strong, easy to handle, quiet.
I like it because it's pretty, Charlie.
It's an Olds, and we can afford it.
It's still pretty, Charlie.
You can lower it now. Kill it. How many times do I have to shoot it? Thank you.
Because how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but
this is Olivia Rodrigo, and she has won most of the Billboard Awards tonight. Let me share with you all of the Billboard Awards that she has won. You ready? It's stunning, and she's stunning. Top female artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Hold on. Top artist, winner, Drake. Top new artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Driver's License was the name of her hit. Top male artist, Drake. Top duo group, BTS. Top Billboard 200 artist, Taylor Swift. I don't know, that's not a good night for Taylor. Top 100 artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Top streaming song artist, Olivia Rodrigo. Top song sales artist, BTS. top radio song artist, Olivia Rodrigo. It's finally about time that they recognize the fact there are no hits without the radio. Top Billboard Global 200 artist, new Olivia Rodrigo. It's a beautiful song. Top Billboard Global artist, Ed Sheeran. And the top tour, the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour. Top rhythm and blues artist, Doja Cat. I love her. I love her so much. And what do we got? Those are the biggies so far. Top rhythm and blues male artist, The Weeknd. Top rhythm and blues female artist, Doja Cat. And Changemaker. Mary Kapeny. Acceptance speech. Hi, will I? Okay, so those are the big events of the Billboard Awards tonight. And the thing that I found most interesting about the Billboard Awards were the red carpet fashions, because those women, by and large, are beautiful. The men are handsome. And they dress up in such a way to minimize it. They've taken their terrific, God-given appearances and made them trashy. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 14 past the hour. This is our Midnight Misfit segment. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. The reason you and I are listening to the radio right now is we don't belong. You're driving the 18-wheeler. You go into the Love Center. No, that's the truck stop. To the Love Center to pay, $7 a gallon for gas, $8 a gallon for diesel. And my favorite thing about the truck stops is when the announcement over the public address system goes, shower number 4 is ready. Professional drivers, please take a clean shower with clean towels available now. It's fascinating to me. It's a whole secret world that I'm mesmerized by. And CB radios. Who knew that there was still a huge marketplace for CB radios? But there it is. You and I can talk. You don't fit in. I don't fit in. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. Because if we fit in, we'd be listening to a whole different stream of entertainment. It's 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Buy one, get one free. Isn't that a spectacular offer? You buy one of something and you get one free. This is what you can get right now. It's the MyPillow Luxury Towel Set, made of Giza cotton. What's special about the MyPillow Luxury Towel Set? Oh, how many pieces? 6 towels. 2 big luxury towels, washcloths, hand towels, all that stuff. In the color of your choice. You have never seen towels in these colors. They go from black to white to pink. They're beautiful towels. And the shocker, they work. They absorb the water. It doesn't leave it on you. These are great towels. My Pillow towel set. You buy one set and you get one free. Buy one set and you get one free. These are beautiful, magnificent towels that actually work. What a concept. You go to mypillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, and there it is. That's all you have to do. You will see the prices drop instantly and dramatically. You don't have to wait for a return. You don't have to wait for a certificate in the mail. You don't have to wait for your Uncle Charlie to come back from the war. You will immediately get the discount when you put in my name, Walter, mypillow.com. 6-piece towel set. Buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you're like me, and you must be, you want to own your own business. But you want to be in a business where you've got a competitive edge. This is Social Indoor. Please go to SocialIndoor.com. SocialIndoor.com is a franchise opportunity that gives you an exclusive territory. And within that territory, you get to sell advertising and messaging that goes on computer screens located in premium restrooms in premium locations. Person comes into the restroom, there's the computer screen. It's beautiful, it's great, and it's maintained by Social Indoor. You don't have to worry about it. Social Indoor takes care of it. What you do is you sell the advertising on the screen, and you get the money. This is quite a deal. Please go to their website, socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering. That can only be made by a proper prospectus. But get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. I know you've been wanting to do this through the whole pandemic. Finally, you get to own your own business.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone. Your street,
Olivia.
All my friends are tired of hearing how much
Olivia Rodrigo.
You,
the song is Driver's License. She's won pretty much every award at the Billboard Awards this year. She beat out Taylor Swift for all the big awards, and it's a beautiful song. And she's a beautiful woman. And congratulations, we have a new forefront talent. It's about time, because you know, I think 10 years of Taylor is great. We love Taylor Swift, but it's time we move on to other great female talent. And Olivia Rodrigo is a great talent. Congratulations to Olivia for winning so many Billboard awards and for not wearing a wacky dress. She's a beautiful dress. She looks great. Also fantastic. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And you and I are here at 22 past the hour, 22 past midnight, and we are Midnight Misfits. Now, I have something exciting to tell you. Because you have been a diligent, patient Midnight Misfit, Mary and June Riley, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Keith Mortensen, my friends, you and I have created a very special group, a very special club of people who are listening to the radio right now. We are a unique group. D. Wells, there's D. Wells. Look at you. Aren't you fantastic? And Karen, the cat lady, Karen who loves her cats, as I do, I love my cats, we're all here, and we're here for a reason, which is that only us, terrible grammar, we know how to talk to each other. It's not a secret society. It is an invisible society. If you work the late shift, if you work late at night, people don't understand how special we are, how unique we are, and how our skills are remarkable. And this is why they are remarkable. The rest of the world is waiting around for friends. They can't wait to have new friends. Where are my friends? They want to join clubs. They want to join. They want to be early risers. When anybody ever said to me, well, you know, you should get up earlier, I dreaded it. I didn't like them on sight. Why do I have to get up earlier? Because you have a wacky mission in your head that somehow or another it is noble to get up early. It's not noble to get up early. I know this guy in radio. True story. I know this guy in radio who every morning gets up at 4:30 to write his blog. He writes his blog and he gets it out by 6 a.m. And he says, I can only do it because I get up at 4:30. I'm alone. It's quiet. I can gather my thoughts and get it out. And he attributes this not to his intelligence, not to his experience, both of which are formidable. He attributes it to getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Wrong. The reason you can write that blog, is because you are smart and you have experience and you have a lot of research to back up your wacky theories. Instead, all these people get up early, think that they are doing, committing something noble. They're committing Queen of England acts because they get up early. It's nonsense. At the same time, most of them are probably vegetarians, and there is no more killer combination than somebody who is a vegetarian and who gets up early and announces it. No, nobody who eats filet mignon announces, you know, you should eat more filet mignon. You really should get on that filet mignon and smother it with onions. Why don't you try more onions on the filet mignon? All right? People who eat vegetables are on a mission from God to tell me to eat more vegetables. Why is that? You want to eat more vegetables? Have at it. I don't want anything to do with it. But no, really, I know this guy gets up at 4:30 just to write his blog. Nobody asked you to get up at 4:30, and nobody asked you to write a blog. You decided you wanted to do this. You wanted to throw up all your knowledge on the radio industry over the radio industry at 4:30 in the morning. You go right ahead. It's always people in sales. I have found with great consistency that the people who think I should get up earlier are people in sales. Now, I promise you, nothing gets sold because you got up early. It's because of your charm and your wit and your research and your preparation. That's why you're able to sell things. It's not because you got up at 4:30 in the morning. Nor does anybody who goes to bed later think I should go to bed earlier. Later. Nobody who goes to bed later ever says, you know, you should go to bed later. Do they? Do they own a nightclub? Even the people who own nightclubs don't think you should go to bed later. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. We belong together. So here's my announcement. For, I don't know, a couple years ago, we offered three-dimensional, real Midnight Misfit membership cards. And then I put it online. I said, okay, that's enough. If you want a Midnight Misfit membership card that will decode secret messages from me, all you have to do is go to Walter Sterling Show, Walter Sterling Show, and click on Midnight Misfits. And there you will see everything you need to know about becoming a Midnight Misfit. All the secret information you need to have to become a Midnight Misfit, it's there. Plus the decoder card. When I give out secret messages, I use these letters and numbers. You can decode it on that card. Now, for the first time in years, we're going to send out a real card. We will send you a real card, making you a member of the Midnight Misfits, a new design for the card. Here's what you do. You send me the request to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Give me your real name, your real address, your like 3D old school postal address. You will not be bothered for anything. We will not give that address to anybody. All we will use it for is to mail you a Midnight Misfit card that will allow us to bond. Maybe a Christmas card. If I get really inspired, we'll send out Christmas cards. Would you love that? Billy Datz, would you love that? And your beautiful wife and handsome kids. Billy Datz. These are our great listeners, and I love being in touch with you. John Kelly, D. Wells, these are our Midnight Misfits. You don't fit in. The way you know you're a misfit is when you get to work, what do you see in the vending machine? What do you see there? A bear claw and a pack of gum. Do you see the good stuff? Do you see the Drake's cakes? No. Do you see the Pop-Tarts? No. Those are all gone. Do you see, when you see on the counter in the break room, and you see there was a silver tray, and there's a bunch of donuts there, but there's only one donut left, a powdered donut that's half eaten. That's how you know you don't fit in. Nobody saved you a good donut. That's our challenge. And the only thing you ever get from HR is not a meeting, thank God, you're so lucky, is you get a nasty memo. You know, a nasty memo. Be sure to lock the door on your way out. That's what you get. Nasty memo. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. You want a 3D, a real Midnight Misfit card? Send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. This, we'll do this until Memorial Day, and then I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay? That's it. waltermsterling@gmail.com. All right. It's May, and that means it's the time to be invited in, to be invited to people's pools, barbecues, golf clubs, because you don't belong to any of that. You have to beg to be invited. Our world is a peripheral world. We're very much outsiders. And somehow or another, we manage to have the personality traits to stay outsiders. You and me. Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Now, when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guide. Don't ask me what I think of you. I'm not good at that you want me to.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. High pressure building in Utah and Wyoming will ensure clear skies and hot temperatures in the west. Phoenix in the lower 100s, Las Vegas right around 100, along with some periodic windy conditions, especially in the afternoons. Sacramento, 80s tomorrow and lower 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Take a moment tonight, though, and get outside and catch the total eclipse of the moon around 8:30 to 10 o'clock Pacific time and see why they call it a blood moon eclipse. Probably too cloudy through the Pacific Northwest with more rain to deal with this week. Cooler temperatures in Southern California, temperatures dropping out of the 90s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You are on Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Walter. How are you this evening?
Hey,
this
buddy. Morning. How's Pittsburgh? How's KDKA?
Well, it's always good. You know, I mean, the good news is the talk shows they have on that station offer varying views and, you know, anywhere from liberal to conservative to down the middle. And I like that. But
right.
I like this show best. And, you know, I learned we have a couple more things in common. Not only are we both bowlers.
Yes, we're
but
bowlers.
You mentioned two things earlier. You're left-handed and you have green eyes. And I have both of those as well. So
I might be your child.
Well, speaking of the transgender stuff, a little tongue-in-cheek thing. My brother introduced me to a friend of his one time, and he didn't mean this. He was just poking fun. But he said, this is my brother, Anthony, he calls me, and he says, and he goes both ways. He likes men and boys.
Well. Oh, geez. Go away. Goodbye. Thanks very much for calling. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. I'm offering till the end of the month brand new Midnight Misfit membership cards because I feel that at this moment you are particularly adrift. Particularly adrift because in May, this is the worst month for misfits. This is the month where you feel most alone because you have not been to the gym in months, because your friends are having barbecues and you have to be invited and you're not going to be invited because people are starting to talk about outdoor sports, summer sports. You don't know anything about summer sports. And there are concerts around you in the community where people sit on the lawn. The last thing in the world I want to do is go to a concert and sit on the lawn on a blanket and worry about what's going to crawl up on that blanket. what's going to land on my shoulder. I do not, you know, when people walking by me, isn't that the worst? You're sitting there trying to enjoy a Lana Haim concert, an Lana Haim concert, and people are walking by, and things are dropping from their baskets and their shoulders. Oh, God. Or worse, three blankets over is a baby. And that baby isn't going to move. You're going to have to move. It's general. All outdoor sports to me are bad, but the worst part about outdoor sports for misfits is we have to be invited. We have to be invited to play golf. We have to be invited to go to your barbecue. We have to be invited to anything that involves outdoor sports. We have to go with somebody. We have to be invited with somebody. And tell me if this isn't the ultimate creep move. There's nothing creepier than going to the beach, even a cool beach like Santa Monica, alone. For a man who's 38 years old to go to the beach alone, all day alone, every day as our society devolves, it's a creepier and creepier thing. In the 1940s, it was like, oh, he came home from the war, he's enjoying nature. Now, we don't want to know what he's enjoying, but he's there alone, and we have to move the kids away from him. There's no reason for it, but you do. Now I'm giving you a membership card that rectifies your solitude. Here's a membership card that finally you don't need to belong to anything to get, except you don't fit in. That's it. Now, it also specifies on the membership card what it is that has made you qualify for this membership card and what it is you have to do. There are things you have to do to qualify as a Midnight Misfit member, but the good news about it is you get to do it alone, and it's not that. It's a perfectly fine, valid thing. Okay? Midnight Misfit card. You can request it by writing me a note, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me a note, and you will be mailed a real Midnight Misfit card. That ends by the end of this month. And the only other thing we might do with your address is send you a Christmas card. Would you like that? Our Christmas cards in the past were funny. Marion June Riley, John Kelly, Billy Datz. These are Midnight Misfits. It's 42 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. 800-844-0876. What's that? That's the number to use when you want to buy one and get one free. You buy one and get one free. Buy what? You buy MyPillow sheets, Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets made out of Giza cotton, the greatest cotton in the world. It's the cotton they use for very expensive, fancy executive dress shirts. These are the best dress shirts you can buy, but this is about MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Now, the Dream Sheets from MyPillow, I have them, and I'll tell you why I love them. These are fitted sheets for whatever size you specify, but they're not fitted in a way that you have to fight with them. They're easy to put on, and they stay on. Usually, you get fitted sheets, and you need four people in the room, one to hold them down, and 10 to manage it. Not with this. You can actually put on fitted sheets yourself. Imagine that. They're beautiful, easy, elastic, perfect. Beautiful sheets made out of Giza cotton. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number. Call and talk to somebody at MyPillow right now. Ask them about the sheets. Ask them which colors are still available. They're going to run out soon. They may have run out of your favorite color. Get the information. 800-844-0876. I'm Walter Sterling, and I use these sheets. Mostly because I don't have to fight to get them on the bed. But once they're on the bed, oh, it's like, it's an amazing feeling, like being in a luxury resort. Now it's your bedroom. 800-844-0876. You buy one, you get one free, just by saying, Walter sent me. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter sent me. And you can say it as creepy as you want, and you will benefit from buy one, get one free. MyPillow.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box. You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a story about a homicide that I responded to. So it was the early 90s on a February evening. It was raining out and it was a slow night. And a domestic call came at the south end of the precinct. So a radio car picked up the call and they started heading over. And since it was slow, my partner and I and another radio car decided just to head over to kill some time. So when the arriving sector car pulled up to the scene of this domestic, as they got out of their car, they could hear screaming coming out of a third floor window. So instead of going around to the front of the building and knocking on the front door, these two cops decided to climb the fire escape to see what was going on. When they got up to the fire escape and looked in the window, they couldn't believe what they saw. There was a woman laying on the floor. There was a man standing above her, and he was basically decapitating her with a large kitchen knife. They got on the radio, and they started, you know, shouting into the radio what the horrors they were seeing. And everybody started racing over there as quickly as we could. My partner and I got out of the car. We were at the front end of the building. We heard shots fired, which we put over the air. We ran up the stairs. We started pounding on the door, trying to kick in the door. And after a couple of seconds, we heard our fellow coworkers inside the apartment. And they're yelling, "Don't shoot, don't shoot. We're in the apartment." So they came to the front door. They opened the door and let us in. And it was like something out of a horror movie. There, laying on the center of the living room floor, was a woman with her head basically almost decapitated. She had a hole in her head. And I'll never forget, her eyes were wide open and her mouth was open. There was blood everywhere. As I walked around the apartment, my feet were sticking to the floor with the amount of blood loss, the amount of blood that was just all over the apartment. You couldn't help it. You were just walking through it and your feet were sticking to the floor. Her deceased boyfriend was in the other room. He had suffered about 5 or 6 gunshots to the chest. He was laid out on the floor. And the story goes as this. They were living together. Obviously, they weren't getting along. He lost his mind and basically just decided to destroy her and everything that was in the apartment. There wasn't one thing in that apartment that wasn't broken. The toilet, the sink, the walls, the television set was smashed to bits with a hammer. And that's what he'd used to put a hole in her head. And he wasn't done with her. And then he went to decapitate her. Well, when I started talking to my friends that shot him to death, they had told me that they were banging on the window telling him to stop. He ran to the window with the knife in his hand and lunged out the window at them. And they unloaded on him with their 38, sending him back into the apartment where he dropped the knife and fell to the floor. Later on at the hospital, when I was talking to one of the cops that shot the guy to death, he was showing me the inside of his pants where the knife had just slit, almost hitting him in the femoral artery. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos. Well, Vic, it sounds like a great holiday read. It's 50 minutes past the hour. Melissa Gilbert admits she lost her mind following her 2011 split from husband Bruce Boxleitner. Following her divorce, the Little House on the Prairie star got Botox and fillers, bought a Mustang convertible, and got herself a younger French boyfriend who notably wore a T-shirt that read Snatch to a brunch at her mother's house. It was like I lost my mind, she exclusively tells Page Six. One of my friends says, you know, every once in a while, we all have to go to the zoo. And you went, and now you're back. Is this how the breakups have gone for you? Did you get a French boyfriend and a new Mustang when your husband or your boyfriend broke up with you? Melissa Gilbert must have a lot of money, a lot more money than we even realized. The residuals on Little House on the Prairie must have been huge. She also has an interesting job. For years, many years, she was the CEO of SAG-AFTRA, which is the actors' union. I suspect that paid pretty well, but not great. So good for you, Melissa, that you can afford a French boyfriend and a Mustang. Wow. Anyway, this is the time of year when you and I feel most lonely, that misfits don't fit in sunlight worse. In the winter,
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, it's much easier to not fit in because it's dark. We don't have to go outside. We can go to church socials, church basements. We can hang out at Christmas parties, holiday parties. It's much easier. People say, well, you know, it's very depressing at Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. No, it's not. There's so many places to go. You can just go to a big store, a big mall, and feel as though you fit in at the holidays, those holidays. But the summer holidays, which are coming up, Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, you can't just make those happen. You have to know people. You have to hang around. Let me tell you, so the worst 4th of July I had was, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago I belonged to a country club, nice country club. They're all nice. Is there a bad country club? I belonged to a country club, and their cycle ended, and our membership ended, and I couldn't afford to renew it. That was bad. And it ended right before July 4th, and they were very good at July 4th. We loved going there on July 4th. Laid out on the lawn, had the barbecue. I pretended to be social. I wasn't, but it was fine. It was really nice. And then, like a week later, when our membership ended, it was July 4th. And I said to a friend of mine who was a member of the club, I said, hey, could we tag along with you on July 4th? Could we go to the country club with you? And she looks at me down her nose like, oh, my gosh, you used to be. I have to check and see if it's all right, if you could come as our guest. Well, I said, if I had never been a member, you could have invited me as a guest. That wouldn't have been an issue. Well, yes, but you were a member. Well, I'll pay you. I'll pay you whatever it would cost you to drag me in, like anybody would notice. Nobody would notice. It's a big open lawn. Nobody would notice. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, I had a disease. It was pre-COVID, and I had a disease. You're not coming back into that country club. No way in hell. We were diseased at that point. This month, I've been slammed and reminded of it. Because this month, I've been reminded of not having many of the friends that I thought I had. My kids used to play with two kids, two sisters. And we used to go to their apartment. I enjoyed talking to this couple. They were a lot of fun to talk to. They were fun to spar with because he imagined that we didn't agree. We agreed on everything, but he didn't know that. He imagined we didn't. I have called them now three times in the past 2 weeks. My current wife said, I said, you know, I really miss talking to them. I wish I could just talk to them because it was fun to go to their apartment and spar. And she says, she looks at me and she says, well, why don't you call him? Like, oh, my gosh, a revelation. Why don't I just call him? I called him three times, and he's never called me back. What do I make of this? I'm preferring to think that he lost my number or that he didn't get the message. That's what I'm preferring to think, but I'm not so sure. I'm thinking he may be on that list of people who imagine what I voted for. He's imagining what I voted for. He doesn't want anything to do with me. Then that's my challenge today. My 10-year-old daughter says, Daddy, I worried about you because you don't have any friends. I'm like, well, yeah, I have friends. No, no, your friends are far away, Daddy. My friends are nearby. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I don't have any friends nearby. And then I thought it through and I thought, I don't actually want any friends because friends are work. If you need something, I'll give it to you. But, oh, my God. Otherwise, they're a lot of work. As I said, this is the time of year where to do anything, you have to be invited in. I have to be invited to your swimming pool, your swimming club, to your barbecue, to be invited over to your parties. I have to be invited over. And that requires a level of friendship that takes extra effort. I don't know. Hey, there's a play you want to go see. It's To Kill a Mockingbird. Aaron Sorkin directs this. Aaron Sorkin wrote this version of To Kill a Mockingbird. It's on the road right now. There are different Atticus Finches, but there's one character in it who is a friend of mine. His name is Zach Booth, and Zach Booth is a great actor. You get a chance to see the road show of To Kill a Mockingbird, go see it. It's starring Zach Booth, who was on Damages, the TV show Damages. He was a star of that. He's a great actor. I hope you get an opportunity to see Zach. Great guy. That's what I got for you this week. Has this been an exciting show? Has Henry been the producer? Yes, he has. And you know what that means? I have been in the best possible hands. And there's Sean. Four sets of hands. But thank you, Rebecca, a transgender who shared with us her life, and James Parker, who does Florida Stories, who brought Rebecca to us, and I thank you both. So the next time I'm out for a weekend, you know, and I need a weekend off, probably at the end of August, I will have a transgender and James Parker fill in. I think that'll be a pretty exciting show. I do. And I congratulate my beautiful daughter, Meredith, for having a great prom with her girlfriend and for bringing home two of the largest trophies you have ever seen in your life for her competitive dancing. And I am relieved to have my oldest daughter, Dorothy, home. Thank you for being home, Dorothy. Thank you for having a spectacular year. And Neil Paul, do not send me another picture of corned beef. Do not send me another picture of a giant roll. Mail them to me. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.